Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, and today we're taking a look at the minor prophets of the Old Testament and asking God to speak to us through His Word. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 81 of the Minor Prophets. Today we continue our study of Malachi with a devotion titled, Don't Be Unfaithful. George Horn once wrote, "When men cease to be faithful to their God, he who expects to find them faithful to each other will be much disappointed." Our text for today is from Malachi chapter 2, verses 10 through 17. "Have we not all one Father? Has not one God created us? Why then are we faithless to one another, profaning the covenant of our fathers? Judah has been faithless, and abomination has been committed in Israel and in Jerusalem. For Judah has profaned the sanctuary of the Lord, which he loves, and has married the daughter of a foreign god. May the Lord cut off from the tents of Jacob any descendant of the man who does this, who brings an offering to the Lord of hosts. And the second thing you do, you cover the Lord's altar with tears, with weeping and groaning, because he no longer regards the offering or accepts it with favor from your hand. But you say, why does he not? Because the Lord was witness between you and the wife of your youth, to whom you have been faithless, though she is your companion and your wife by covenant. Did he not make them one with a portion of the Spirit in their union? And what was the one God seeking? Godly offspring. So guard yourselves in your spirit, and let none of you be faithless to the wife of your youth. For the man who does not love his wife, but divorces her, says the Lord, the God of Israel, covers his garment with violence, says the Lord of hosts. So guard yourselves in your spirit, and do not be faithless. You have wearied the Lord with your words. But you say, how have we wearied him? By saying, everyone who does evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and he delights in them. Or by saying, where is the God of justice? Up to this point, Malachi has focused on Israel's unfaithfulness to God. However, Malachi chapter 2, verse 10 introduces the problem of unfaithfulness between people. This section of Scripture focuses on the idea that Christians should deal faithfully and honestly with others. Malachi posed two questions. Have we not all one Father? Has not one God created us? That's verse 10. He wanted them to understand that all Israel indeed had one Father who created them. This fact led to an obvious question. Why were they unfaithful to one another? This question has a reasonable implication. Those who imitate the faithfulness of our Heavenly Father should be people of faithfulness. The remainder of Malachi chapter 2, verses 10 through 16, deals with the issue of faithfulness. Walter Kaiser and Lloyd Ogilvy share these words of wisdom. Believers must maintain their loyalty to the God who created them, the body of believers to which he has joined them, and the marriage partner he has given them. Stephen Miller provides further application. Mistreatment of others is a serious problem in our modern society. Dishonest dealings and selfish behavior are rampant. Examples of unscrupulous corporate executives who have become wealthy at the expense of company stockholders have been in the news lately. In July of 96, a woman from Albany, Georgia, was killed, and her daughter was injured when a bomb exploded in Atlanta's Centennial Olympic Park during the Summer Olympics. Some heartless person, learning from the media coverage that the woman had been killed and the family was out of town, burglarized the home. How we treat others reveals much about our character and our relationship with God. Malachi closes out this second chapter with a profound accusation. You have wearied the Lord with your words. Malachi expresses God's frustration with Israel's complaints. God is growing tired with the inconsistency and unfaithfulness of His people. The response of God's people sheds more light on their spiritual ignorance and arrogance. They asked Malachi, "How have we wearied Him?" by saying, "Everyone who does evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and He delights in them." Or by asking, "Where's the God of justice?" That's from verse 17. The first inquiry questioned God's judgment. Israel couldn't understand why blessings seemed to fall even on evil people. Israel made the mistake many people make today. They compared people to other people instead of measuring all people against God. Every person who has ever lived except Jesus has evil in his or her heart. Check out Romans 3, verse 10. Israel didn't realize that every sin will one day be judged if it is not forgiven. The second inquiry questioned God's justice. Israel was blind to their sin and insistent on God's justice. They would soon be in trouble, because no one can withstand God's divine justice. The old adage is true: be careful what you ask for. Some questions to consider. How does all unfaithfulness stem from an unfaithfulness to God? How is the unfaithfulness of Israel similar to today's society, and how can we guard against such unfaithfulness? And finally, how can we be blind to the same sin that we see in others? How does verse 17 apply to your life today? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.